is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W99CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Pentagon signed off on a settlement that'll eliminate any reference to the sexuality of tens of thousands of former service members.
Five veterans who said they were discharged from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that blocked gay people from military service, sued the Pentagon on behalf of about 30,000 veterans. The group said they were not given honorable discharges even after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and that had a negative impact on their lives. The Pentagon's now agreed to a settlement that, pending approval from a judge, would allow those denied an honorable discharge to be eligible for immediate review for upgrade. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In the Tibet region of western China, a magnitude 7.1 earthquake. China says at least 32 people were killed. McDonald's says it's ending some of its diversity practices. The fast food titan citing the 2023 Supreme Court decision outlawing affirmative action in college admissions. This is ABC News. Clark. Canada will be getting a new leader. Justin Trudeau announcing he's stepping down as Liberal Party leader and as prime minister once a replacement is named. Canada has been the target of President-elect Trump's barbs.
Trump has been goading Canada for some time. He certainly attacked the finance minister, the deputy prime minister, when she stepped aside, taking to social media to condemn her and saying essentially good riddance. But again, mocking Canada as the 51st state and Justin Trudeau as its governor.
ABC's Ian Pannell. The Air Canada flight was landing at Halifax when one of the landing gears failed. Passenger Steve Maher.
And all of a sudden there was this big rattle and rumble throughout the plane. And then that quickly turned to sparks. Now the left engine was being dragged across the runway. Fire was just outside the window.
The plane coming to a lopsided stop. Emergency crews dousing it with fire foam. 72 passengers and crew exiting unharmed. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee in Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good. He'll be out for the season or the rest of the year.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big-time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. A recap coming up later tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today,
I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds increasing for the overnight with a light breeze and temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 20s. Those winds remain light out of the north. On Wednesday, partly sunny and mid-teens. It's 6 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll break down all of the hidden symbols and why Beyonce Bowl on Christmas was so important in this political moment. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
USA.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program in this brand new year. And some fascinating stuff in the news. Rex Hupke, wrote a fascinating piece over USA Today that I wish the media would, kind of adopt or pick up. Somehow they just seem so committed to embracing and perpetuating stupidity. The headline actually is, as Trump's election is certified, Americans should declare war on stupidity. And he also points out that stupidity, at least public stupidity, should be embarrassing. He talked about Trump and how he writes, Trump exists in our political sphere because he persuaded people to forget the simple fact that the best thing sensible Americans who oppose him and MAGA leadership can do is to remember that stupidity should be embarrassing. He somehow turned dunderheads like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and, of course, himself, into people who get taken seriously. Again, this is Rex Hupke writing this. He says, following the New Orleans terrorist attack on New Year's Day, Trump ranted about immigration when the suspect killed in the attack was a U.S. citizen. That was stupid and unhelpful, and it should be deeply embarrassing. But Trump was not embarrassed by it. Republicans were not embarrassed by it. In fact, they all went out and they repeated this lie. And then after it was exposed as a lie, once on Trump on Fox News, we started calling it Trump News, they continued to promote the lie. Marjorie Taylor Greene, when she was talking about Jewish space lasers, that, in any other normal country or, part of history, that would be the end of somebody's political career. But no, she's fine. Well, he writes, when Kennedy encourages people to drink bacteria-laden raw milk, he should be laughed out of the country. Instead, Trump has picked him to lead the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which is utterly stupid and should be profoundly embarrassing for Trump. He says, he does it without shame. And Hupke says, and that last bit, that's the problem, without shame. Shame is what keeps us in check, or at least it should, and it certainly used to. And he goes on to say, if we tolerate stupidity in the public sphere, it's going to flourish everywhere else. He says, how else can you explain politicians supporting a convicted felon and an inveterate liar, a man found liable of sexual abuse, for a third time? He says it should be embarrassing, and it wasn't. And just, is begging Americans to stop giving stupid elected officials a pass, Tommy Tuberville. He says, we didn't coddle our kids when they spewed nonsense or said the truth is irrelevant. We corrected them. We should be mocking stupidity at every turn. Yeah, I kind of like that. Meanwhile, Judge Juan Merchan has Mueller, she wrote, is over at MuellerSheWrote.com, writing he's a guardian of justice. On Friday, he's going to sentence Donald Trump. Now, he's not going to get any jail time. And the rationale that Mershon is using, or part of the rationale, is that Trump is entitled to appeal his conviction, but you can't appeal a conviction until after you've been sentenced. And so, you know, once he's sentenced, he can go out and appeal. But when he's sentenced on the 9th, you know, on the, Friday this week, 9th or 10th, whatever day Friday is, he will then be sworn into office on the 20th as America's first convicted felon president. Convicted of, you know, tax fraud, a fraud against the United States government. And the other thing that just blows my mind and constantly makes me crazy, I pointed this out in my Saturday report, is that our media never points out that what Trump was convicted of was attempting to steal an election. He paid off Stormy Daniels because, by his own admission, he believed that if the American public knew that he had been sleeping with a porn star and a Playboy bunny, he paid off Karen McDougal as well, that if the American public knew that, that they wouldn't have elected him over Hillary Clinton. It would have given Hillary Clinton a little bit of a boost, and you know, he won by in a squeaker. So what he was convicted of was basically stealing an election by preventing the public from knowing the truth about his actions prior to the election. I mean, that was the conviction. And, you know, where is the media pointing this out? That, you know, that Trump was convicted of trying to steal an election. Anyhow, his opinion, he says, as indicated above, the defendant has been found guilty on 34 felony counts. The significance of the fact that the verdict was handed down by a unanimous jury of 12 of defendant's peers after trial cannot possibly be overstated. Indeed, the sanctity of a jury verdict and the deference that must be accorded to it is a bedrock principle in our nation's jurisprudence. And then, you know, Trump made a whole bunch of, you know, complaints, whiny little complaints about, you know, that there was a politically motivated targeting of Trump, and that Judge Mershon leaked information illegally, that he tainted the jury pool, that he made misrepresentations, he suborned perjury, blah-de-blah-de-blah. And Mershon takes all of those. He acknowledges all of those charges, those allegations against him and the court and the prosecutors, and then basically says, nah, sorry. Finding no legal impediment to sentencing and recognizing the presidential immunity will likely attach once defendant takes his oath of office, it is incumbent upon this court to set this matter down for the imposition of sentence prior to January 20. This court must sentence defendant within a reasonable time following verdict, and defendant must be permitted to avail himself of every available appeal, a path he has made clear he intends to pursue, but which only becomes fully available upon sentencing. Now, that's the sentence, no pun intended, in the sentence, or in the predicate to the sentence, that I think is going to make it really hard for Donald Trump to stop the sentencing. Because he's right now, his lawyers are going to the appeals court. I believe that would be the, I'm not sure what the appeals court is called in New York, because Judge Mershon is, I believe, a member of what's called the Supreme Court. It's a confusing. I don't understand the legal system in New York State, but anyhow, the highest court in the state. You know, Trump is appealing right now and saying, he shouldn't be allowed to sentence me, because I'm going to appeal this. Well, sorry, you can't appeal it until you've been sentenced, and so you know. We'll see how it plays out, but I think this is kind of cool. And finally, and then I'll pick up your calls here, Alan Dershowitz, remember him? You know, the guy who claimed that when he visited Jeffrey Epstein's you know, rape island that he only got massages from those teenage girls, as I recall, came out on Newsmax this week and said that Sean Combs, Diddy Combs, should be released from jail because he's rich. Seriously. No, I'm not exaggerating or making this up. These are Alan Dershowitz's exact words. Quote, he's talking about Diddy, has the resources to afford to have armed guards surround his apartment or house 24/7. And of course, he's presumed innocent. And he's a warm and nice. He said, sure, that means that rich people get to do things. Check the ceiling. Because this guy can put his own security around his house to keep him in, to make sure he doesn't escape or fly to France or something.
Wish I had a time machine.
Interested in
dialing into when country music came. Throw out my guitar and I.
The Todd Allbus Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveMySkin.com wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal.
So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find. find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives. Let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through here.
Dancing in the living room, cutting up a rug. Dancing with the baby looks more like a hug. Living in a house made of sawmill wood. Roll over Beethoven, never sounded so good. Come on, baby, baby, let's go. Where we get the money, honey, I don't know. One more baby's all right by me.
We'll
just add another limb to the family. It's out in your sport. It's one day late and I'm a dollar short. Now maybe it was planned, maybe it wasn't good, but the cat's just gotta dance on the hot tin roof. Yeah, come on, baby, baby, let's go. Where we get the money, honey, I don't know. One more baby's alright. Shoes, we got the big belly mama. Here we go again. Hey, hey, baby, baby, let's go. Where we get the money, honey? I don't know. One more baby's all right by me. We'll just add another limb to the family.
Michael Fanone was tased so many times in the back of the neck that he suffered a heart attack. His heart stopped beating.
Well, I finally found some center roots stay late on Friday night. So I can do some dancing underneath the neon lights. Get out of the kitchen, I couldn't help but notice, girl, that you keep slinking by. Stealing his attention with a twinkle in your eye. You're causing an involuntary clenching of fingers on my hand.
morning.
And I bet I'm spending that at the bathroom vanity. Trying to turn them on into ballroom beauty. I don't want to mess it up, but trust me, honey, I ain't scared of breathing. And I'd be glad to spend the night in jail.
Job that many years to build up enough of a pension that I felt I could afford to sustain a standard of living in the home that I have, etc. Because I stood to lose at least $1,000 a month from due to, there were actually two laws that were passed at the time of Reagan that took away the majority of my Social Security. So, happy note.
But I don't think so. Friday night ain't for the rocking to share. There's bound to be a party out there somewhere. I'm letting go. Ain't nothing wrong with that, 'cause you ain't never too old to raise up your glass. It's coming back, yeah, I remember how to be a part of the drinking crowd. This is packed up at my window. Where everybody's ready to take it too far. Drink something real, singing out loud. Oh yeah, I think I found a drinking crowd.
That's all $165 value, yours free.
Drinking crowd. Rough, that reason
right now.
1:30 to 5.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Pentagon signed off on a settlement that will eliminate any reference to the sexuality of tens of thousands of former service members.
High patriots who said they were discharged from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that blocked gay people from military service, sued the Pentagon on behalf of about 30,000 veterans. The group said they were not given honorable discharges even after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and that had a negative impact on their lives. The Pentagon's now agreed to a settlement that, pending approval from a judge, would allow those denied an honorable discharge to be eligible for immediate review for upgrade. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
In the Tibet region of western China, a magnitude 7.1 earthquake. China says at least 32 people were killed. McDonald's says it's ending some of its diversity practices. The fast food titan citing the 2023 Supreme Court decision outlawing affirmative action in college admissions. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat by Beach Waba, there was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu. Surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. A great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the COVID. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Christian Watson lost for the season. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee. Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good. But he'll be out for the season.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson would be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff against the Eagles. Kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. He can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I hope for him, just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
And we have the Bucks in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds increasing for the overnight with a light breeze. The temperature is dropping to the upper single digits. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 20s. Those winds remain light out of the north. On Wednesday, partly sunny and mid-teens. Currently 8 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing a gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas, love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, some Republicans don't seem very enthusiastic about continuing to fund the IRS. Why would that be? We'll kick that around and join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Protect, you know, our elderly poverty poverty prevention program. And, there was a competing bill that actually was a fairness one. It was actually one of their total income, based on the government pension and the Social Security pension. And we're after all the, like, that one lady's part-time government Social Security money.
They're pulling down $40,000,
the next big thing. Everybody's ready for the next big thing.
it's like the, you know, the right-wing evangelicals, you know, to gain more and more power. 100.9 WRCO. The hope is that this is the year that the cult, the spell of the cult is broken, that people wake up. But we'll see. Gary, always nice to hear from you. Happy New Year. Thanks for the call. Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
I never thought you'd pick up the phone. It's Friday night. You should be out on.
Yeah.
Civic Media Radio Station, and on the app, The Todd Alma Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio Station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. Really, the definition of like why love God. Through all the fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the City Media app on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media apps you? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
We walk around in circles, we're all just jumping hurdles, just trying to get by. We take life in stride. Swallow our pride, all to survive.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening.
That's the way it's gotta be.
Thank you.
shipstation.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial.
Stupidity, there was nothing you could do. And he was also, he also pointed out how stupidity, it wasn't that, you know, it was called one's educational level. You know, have a high education and still be really stupid. I've called before. I've had people in my life.
Number
who
on his back, voted captain of his high school football team. Took us all the way to state, got a scholarship to play down in Tennessee. Said he could run, he could duck, he could throw, he could go like you never seen. 19. On the day those twin towers came down, this whole world turned around. Told them all, y'all, we can't play ball, there's a war on now. So we march right in with a few good men and join them in the ring. 19.
He's the boy next door. He might have carried your bags at the grocery store. Now somebody's son in a hole with a gun or some foreign land. Trying to hold on to his American dream.
There's a sniper out there in the dark somewhere and a soldier down. We need someone who can run, who can duck and go get him out. They tell one good man will raise his hand, take one for the team. How about you, 19?
Thank you.
big bread down on Main Street. Give him a purple heart, the Silver Star soldier gave a speech. Said he could run, he could duck, he could throw, he's the one that rescued me. Said he could have played for Tennessee. Number 19.
I think that the two things that we all need to be doing is, number one, identifying three things. Number one, identifying politicians who are worthy of our support and sending a few bucks to them. Number two,
the house was like
the local Democratic Party.
I was hiding in my room as my brother made his way home.
And number three, look for an organization.
Didn't want to say goodbye. I was trying to deny there was a war. That he got the call. I watched it from my window, walking down the drive.
And
I ran down the stairs through the front door and I called. Come back here. And I let him see my tears.
CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It had been 2 years.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Add McDonald's to the list of big businesses doing away with at least some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
Fast food giant says it also intends to stop encouraging its suppliers to create diversity training-based programs and will also pause external surveys. It follows the Supreme Court's decision in 2023 that banned affirmative action in college admissions. Walmart, John Deere, Ford, and Lowe's are among other big corporations that moved to roll back diversity programs. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A federal judge still has to sign off on it, but the Pentagon approved a settlement with upwards of 30,000 former military members who were granted less than honorable discharges because they were gay. Settlement would give them a chance for review and promotion of their discharges. DNA College announced the death of Charles Monty Russell, president of the first tribal college established in the U.S. He was 63. This is ABC News.
With northwest winds around 5.
South Korea saw
Tuesday,
dueling protests in support of and